Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.
I am so sorry, y'all, for this horrible technical difficulty. You know, computers are finicky and they want to be restarted. And sometimes we don't listen to them. So we're back. And now y'all can hear us. If you can hear us, please leave me a comment if you can actually hear my voice. Let me stop. All right. So welcome back, Clay.
Thank you.
We have Clay. I will look. He is here, y'all. Season 6, Love is Blind. Clay is here. We're going to whoop his ass today on this show for doing our girl AD the way he did.
shout out to AD.
I'm going to read his bio again because y'all didn't hear the shit. Do y'all know who he is? I know y'all better know, because if not, y'all been under a rock and I'm going to need y'all to get outside, okay? We have Clayton Graves Sandy, okay? Say his shit right. He is a tech sales specialist, entrepreneur, and content creator, best known for his appearance on the hit reality show Love is Blind, where he made waves by saying no at the altar. Damn, that's fucked up. He is also the founder of Wave Sandy Water Rentals, a thriving business in Charlotte, North Carolina, that hosts unique lake experiences and community events. Y'all better get out there on Wave Sandy Water Rentals and get in that water, honey. Welcome, Clay.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. Even though we already asked these questions, we're going to ask them again because they didn't hear nothing.
Let's do it.
So what have you been up to since the show ended?
I mean, since the show ended, I just really just been getting back to just the essence of like who I am. Just really just kicking back and just being around people who really appreciate me, because y'all all know they was kicking my butt left and right. Honestly, with the show and everything. So it's good to just, you know, honestly, it's died down a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a laid back individual. So I'm starting to feel like myself again. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's about to get ugly for y'all, man.
He ready now, y'all. Look, y'all better leave this man alone. So before you signed up for the show, or however the show got presented to you, what was your desired outcome of the show?
So I get asked this question a lot. Like my desired outcome, honestly, you know, before I used to date women from like a physical perspective, like I've always like, if I'm gonna be in a relationship, I need to have somewhat be attracted to you or like have some good type of sexual chemistry with you. So I thought the show would be a good chance for me to fall in love emotionally, because I felt like me leading with the physical was always like leading me with like bad relationships, toxicity and stuff like that. And, you know, maybe it's me, but like, I was like, you know what? I need to change this shit up.
Right.
I need to fall in love emotionally. So, you know, that's what I tried to do. And, you know, I honestly came on there just to test myself and like, you know, honestly become, you know, the perfect version for myself, for my wife. And I did fall in love with AD. You know, I didn't anticipate that was going to happen, mm-hmm. you know, based off the concept of the show. I thought it was a unique concept. I thought that it was interesting, but I didn't really feel like love was going to find me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I could be like pessimistic with love. But I was happy that I did, man. I'm happy that I met AD. So, you know, the desired outcome wasn't what I wanted, but, you know, perception comes in everything, right?
Yeah, because we perceived you as an asshole, so.
You know, and it's so crazy. Like, I always, like, it hurts my feelings because I'm not an asshole. Like, I actually, like, yeah, I am an asshole in some aspects, but I really want the best for people, you know? Right. Like, and people who actually know me in my life, it's like, I don't have no issues, because it's like, I'm always trying to empower people. I always want the best for people. So I'm not no hater.
Right.
You know, like, and I always want people to win. So it's like going through Love is Blind was just a whole different experience. Cause now everybody look at me like I'm like this bad guy. And it's like nobody in my life look at me like that.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, you know, reality TV can be that way. So I'm going to ask you this question again, cause they didn't hear it. And you laughed at me the last time I asked you, do you regret sleeping with AD knowing that you're going to say no at the altar?
I didn't know that I was going to say no at the altar, but when I slept with her.
You didn't?
No. We was in Dominican Republic when we, after I met AD, right? So I proposed to AD. It was day 9 of the pods. Mm-hmm. I see AD on reveal day. That's day 10.
Okay.
You know, I only see her for 15 minutes. So, like, okay. y'all saw it. Like, honestly, they put the whole 15 minutes on the whole clip. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, God damn, like, y'all ain't going to edit this shit up. You know, so they put the whole clip there. You know, everybody tried to dissect it, whatever they want to do, whatever. So when in Dominican Republic, you know, I'm with AD, like it's a beautiful weather, like right. stuff like that. Like at that point, I'm in love. I'm not thinking about saying no at the altar. You know what I'm saying? So that question had nothing to do with why I said no. AD was a full package.
Oh, come on, AD. Look. Okay, good, because I didn't want you to be out here, you know, trying to get some, you know, knowing you wasn't going to be.
I wanted to be, you know, I honestly, I want a family. I believe in black love, like, you know what I'm saying? I want to be married. I want to have a family. And, you know, AD was a good partner, you mm-hmm. know. My decision to say no at the altar has nothing to do with who she is as a person. She's an amazing person. It really just had to do with, you know, just a realization of, you know, the man that I want to be and the husband that I want to show up as. Mm-hmm. And I know that you've got other questions and shit like that, but mm-hmm. I see where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And I got, you know, mm-hmm. I'm Clay Checker nigga now.
Listen, okay, yeah, because you going to roll right into my next question. Do you believe, this is a question one of my friends wanted me to ask you. Do you believe that you were gaslighting AD? Now that you processed everything and looked at it.
Help me out with this, right? Because everybody tells me on TikTok that I'm a king gaslighter, and I probably might be a gaslighter, but I don't really understand what gaslighting, like I know what it means, but like, I'd be like, what did I do to gaslight? So tell me like a situation like please.
Well, personally, that wasn't my question because I don't believe that you were. I felt like you were pretty honest with her.
Yeah.
Outside of not telling her that you were going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like your actions, like with your friend, everything that you were doing, in my opinion, was like, he is not getting married.
Mm.
So that's why I'm like, she didn't see this. Yeah. And maybe, you know, it could be youth. You know, she's young, so she may not be able to dissect that because she's in it and she see what she see. I don't know what she see. But mm-hmm. In my mind, I'm like, this dude is not going to marry her.
Oh, I know what she see, man. Don't do that. Don't do that, DD.
I'm not talking about like that. I'm talking about your actions and the things you were saying. Should have told her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That you were not going to marry her.
No. But so the thing is, right? Netflix controls the storyline of what gets presented.
Mm-hmm.
But in all actuality, me and AD were in love. Like,
right?
You know, there's a lot of conversations that I would say would give me a better outlook, or like people would have saw like our relationship and like why I fell in love was not presented on the show. I don't want to come up with that weak excuse, but it is what it is. So I understand why people are like, hey, Clay, this is all blame on you and all that other aspect. But I did want to marry AD. I definitely saw attributes of AD that, you know, that was wifey material. And it's hard for me to emphasize, and it's, you know, it's kind of emotional, but like at the end of the day, I got to be transparent with it. It's very tough when you could look yourself in the mirror and say like, bro, this is a good girl. I don't want to mess her up, bro. Like,
yeah,
it is what it is. And like, I hate that I had that realization on Love is Blind.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking that I was even going to get to that point. Like sometimes when you could get to where you want to get to and be like, I'm not ready for it.
Right.
You could want something and then get there and be like, damn, I don't think I am prepared. And maybe you just go with it.
Mm.
But for me, I felt like when I looked at it and honestly thought, I said that it would probably be better for me not to.
So do you think, okay, so when did you come to the conclusion that you were going to say no?
So That's a loaded question, you know, because it was a lot of days where I was going back and forth the whole time, you know, like I was vocalizing my confusion and hesitation with the process the whole time.
You were.
And it was nothing to do with AD. And it's like, we had 5 weeks to say yes. Maybe if AD, and I'm going to say this, right? Like, if I was knocked off my socks off of everything that had going on from AD, maybe I would have been like, you know what? F it. I'm going to say yes. But AD was not working when we did the show. And she didn't work because she was filming. She did what she was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. She did what the show suggested. So there's nothing against her. Mm-hmm. But honestly, when I express, hey, I can't take off for 5 weeks and just pause my life.
Right.
There's too much entities that I am the main contributor to where shit could just slow down for 5 weeks.
Right.
So I vocalize, hey, you guys need me to film during these time periods. Well, I need to work. Are you going to compensate this? If there's not, what are we doing?
Right.
You know, I thought that everybody had the same type of conversation, and I don't know what people conversation had, but like AD was just able to not work during that time period. So I had my conversation. The show, when you actually leave Dominican Republic, you're allowed to go back to work.
Okay.
So, you know, during the pause to the Dominican Republic, you're not supposed to work. Okay. You're supposed to be devoted to the show. And I was. But when I got back, shit had to, I had to bake them donuts. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it was very tough for me to balance still filming and then integrating that with my regular life, because not only do I have a 9-to-5, I have an entrepreneurship business as well that I invested. Like, I invested money in that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I need a ROI. Right. I'm not thinking about Love is Blind as my big ticket. I don't know. I don't watch reality TV. So I'm just doing it because I actually love AD. Mm. And I'm actually going through this process. And I was very skeptical of marrying her in 5 weeks when I have no idea how she formulated any type of income. I don't know anything. Like, only thing I know about her is that what she told me in the pods.
Right.
That's the honeymoon stage. And I also knew, like, it just kind of just was not real to me, you know, as bad as that sounds. But AD is a real person, and I did fall in love with her as a person. I'm talking about, like, just the whole scenario. Yeah.
So where did you assume she was getting money from? Or did you just assume she was just, like, whatever?
No, she got money. Like, I'm just saying that. For me to just say yes and say, hey, you're going to be my wife and now you're with me and not have context to certain parts of her life, like her family, you know, like I met her family. It just didn't, my mom wasn't rocking with it. Like the whole time, like everybody loved my mom. My mom didn't rock with the whole process the whole time.
Right.
My mom actually checked, you know, she checked me and AD at the table. Netflix didn't show that. But she checked me, AD, at the table and was like, yo, y'all need to write down your pros and cons. You guys seem like y'all have a lot of friction. Mm-hmm. You guys need to, like, you guys might not be compatible to get married at this point. You might just need to be in a relationship. We've had that conversation. Me and AD had that conversation multiple times.
So why wasn't that the option, to just be in a relationship? Like,
that was the option. That was my option.
But after you said no at the altar?
I said that was my option before the altar.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So you're saying that you had a clear-cut conversation with AD to say, let's just be in a relationship, don't even go to the altar, none of that.
AD had that conversation with me, but also AD had a conversation with me where she told me that if we don't go through with this, it's over.
Oh.
So for me, right, because AD and me had that conversation in the pod, so like after the pods, like I would say like days just kind of just feels like weeks. Mm-hmm. So when I kind of heard that, AD was like, yo, at the end of the day, if we don't get married or we don't work out something, I'm not about to be in a relationship with you. Like, it's a wrap. So,
dang.
And me, you know, but also I was thinking, like, I feel her because we both signed up for this process and I'm supposed to be ready for marriage. So I always had that weighing in the back of me, but it's like, I wanted to be like, my nigga, humble yourself. I just didn't think you was all that. Like, you wasn't all that, all like, you didn't hit knock it off the park. It was like, nah, but like, you did a good job, but it wasn't a home run. And I'm just like, my nigga, work with me. I'm trying to be here.
Yeah, because you know? I mean, in my, like, in real life.
That's gaslighting though, right?
That was gaslighting. But in real life though, that's, to me, would have been the logical thing to do. Outside of a show, like, why not be like, all right, this my dude, we're going to figure it out. We'll get married next year. I don't know. Maybe because I ain't do the show, because that's just crazy to me.
But I mean, I'm healed now, and I didn't understand that perspective while I was going through it. But me watching it back, I was embarrassed. So I understand AD's rationality to a lot of things, like her putting on that dress, me saying no. Like, it really comes down to the altar, and 100% take all accountability. There's no buttoning it up. It was a horrible decision. I embarrassed somebody that I cared about. Yeah. I lost that person for life now. So it's not even a laughing matter. Mm-mm. Because, you know, me and AD had a solid relationship. And even though I'm like, man, AD, like, me and you were cool after everything was over. And then when the show came out, we started beefing because the fans was kind of getting into it. But I got to take accountability of, like, you know, watching that back, it's kind of messed up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It was tough to watch.
It's tough. And it was tough for me to watch. And I had to watch it twice, you know. Oof. At the reunion, and then when it actually came out. So at one point I'm just like, man, I wish people knew who my heart, and like, I wish they would like jump off. Like, I that was not my intention to break a heart like that.
Yeah.
But like, I also like, what the hell was I thinking in that moment? And you know, I sit here today, like, I don't know. I just was lost. Like, I'm just going with the process of the show, and I loved AD and I wanted to see it through. And you know, I thought I was going to lose her if I didn't go through the process. So I try to give myself every single day to like convince myself that I was going to say yes. And, you know, it just didn't get there. Mm. But, you know, it is what it is. You know,
okay.
You try. I would say it was just an effort. I'm always sinking in the couch and shit. My fault. Well, again, too comfortable. You know what I mean? But I'll just say, like, it was just like a process where, you know, I was trying to find love and I did it the wrong way.
Right.
You know,
do you think you'll ever shed the image that people have of you from that show?
I want to be so gangster and say, I don't give a fuck what they say. I want to be so gangster. I don't think I probably won't, you know, I probably won't, but
dang,
you know, it is.
You're like Steve Urkel. Like, he can never not be Steve Urkel.
Yeah, I can never be a player. I don't want to be a player no more.
Well, you'll never be the asshole that left the girl at the altar. Like, I mean, you'll never not be that. Everybody's going to think of you like that. That's not cool. That's sad.
Well, I don't think everybody. It's only black women. It's only black women.
I don't
know. No. Let's make that clear.
So you think black men thought you did the right thing?
When black men see me in the airport, they give me pounds. They stop me. They have conversation with me.
What's the conversation like?
They love my vulnerability because, you know, at the end of the day, women are really just kind of toning in on the altar. I expressed a couple things that men struggle with, you know what I'm saying? Like, just the honesty of, you know, how tough it is to be with one person forever and how everyone just act like that shit is just so easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone's like, yeah, well, if I love you, then I just need to be with you forever. It's like, no, my nigga, when the fuck did I train to be with anyone forever? Like, you know, so, you know, but when you do it, you know what I'm saying? But when you do it, you know? Right. So, and I could express that shit and men would be like, I feel you, my nigga. But women would be like, what the hell? How dare you? So it's just a contrast of sometimes I understand that sometimes my thoughts ain't really podcast worthy. It's supposed to be in my head, and I might tell it to one of my niggas, you know, but it is what it is.
So what is one of the positive outcomes that you learned from the show?
I would say I met some amazing people after the show. It's definitely opened up my eyes into the, you know, content and the media industry, you know. So, you know, I'm appreciative of that exposure.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I would say I have more cons than pros, but I'm appreciative of the people that I did meet and result of the show.
Okay. Now, how has the show affected your dating life?
Oh, it completely affected it.
Really?
In what
way?
I mean, it's just not normal dating nowadays. Like, people, they either like invest too much where it's like, hey, like, Clay, you said no to go to Alter. I don't want you playing me. So it's like, I'm now super critical on like everything that you do. And I'm just like, baby girl, chill. Like, it's I just met you, you know?
That is crazy.
Yeah. So I don't typically date, honestly. It's kind of, you know, I definitely have my share of, you know, affairs of like conversations and trying to talk to people. Mm-hmm. But, you know, normally it's tough to really adjust to my lifestyle. So I like to keep everything a little bit private, to just focus on my business. I let people know that, hey, at the end of the day, my number one priority is ensuring my success, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, and love is going to be second fiddle. But if you have your own thing going on, if you have your own baby, I know some women are going to hear that. I'm like, damn, that's effed up. But if you have what you have going on, I feel like it's not that effed up. You could put whatever you have as a priority. I could be second, and I'm cool with being second in life. I just want to be, I just want this place. Mm-hmm. I'm humble now. I don't need to be number one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Ooh, goodness, dang. They whooping you in these streets. Well, the women anyway.
They whooped it. Yeah,
just... Dang. So you did say that you still desire to be married.
Yeah.
Dang. So how do you think, like, if the dating is going like this, how are we going to get to?
Oh, yeah, I'm still going to get married. Like, come on, don't get it twisted. I'm still doing all right out here. Like, I mean, sure. like I'm still like it's by choice. I want to be dang, Glenn. I know it's cool to, like, you know, hate on a nigga and shit like that. But
we
trust me,
hating on you, Clay.
Trust me, the DMs was really good after I said
I'm
no.
I'm quite sure.
Yeah, it was really good.
And so do you feel like you know how social media is kind of like the melting pot for dating controversy? Do you think that the dating world is really represented like that in the real world?
In terms of what was shown on Love is Blind?
No, like how social media makes dating to be like this horrible experience for everybody in life right now. Like, it's pee in the dating pool. Everybody sucks. Is that the reality for dating?
It is, because people have the wrong mindset with dating.
Mm.
Yeah, like, I think people take things too serious.
Okay.
Like, my nigga, people could be your friends.
Yeah.
You don't have to, just because you are talking to someone doesn't mean they're going to be your end all be all.
Mm-hmm.
You should have friends until you have conversations and you make contracts and negotiation. Because here's the thing, right? I'm in sales. I think sales is just like relationships. Mm-hmm. I have accounts. I want them to buy. I want them to renew their contracts. I have so many meetings with them.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean they're going to give me their signature.
Right.
So I just still feel like people's expectations to where things are going is just a little bit out of here. And it's like, I feel like you should do what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then vibe with the people who actually like you, you know?
Like, that part.
You would know who actually likes you. Yes. They will reach out to you. It would feel better, like, mm-hmm. easier. You won't feel forced, like, man, like, dang, like, yeah. I hate, you wouldn't feel forced, so.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that's where the disconnect in dating is coming from, because people are pursuing people that don't like them.
Yeah.
Like, why are you going out with men just to get a free meal? Like, mm-hmm. I don't get it. I don't know.
I ain't mad at you either, because, like, hey, shit, I wish I could go out for a free meal and have a good conversation.
But then, like, I feel like with women doing that, you're kind of, like, lowering your stock. Because if anybody can get a date with you, what's the point?
It depends on who that man is, though. You know, if he's a man that you wouldn't, that conversation could give you some perception that could take you to the next level.
Well, most
you never
of the time
know.
It's not. Most women don't even get, don't even have access to men like that. So anyway.
Hey, if I was a girl, I ain't gonna lie, I'd be running game on you, nigga. How you making money, nigga? Wait, what? You do trucking? My little brother need a job. I'll be figuring out what these motherfuckers be doing. Nigga, you can run game on any nigga.
Listen, these niggas, well, you definitely can. You definitely can, but that's a dangerous game to play. I tell you that. You gotta, I don't know.
Nah, you can't go on dates with everybody, bro.
No.
That's a fact. You definitely can't.
These folks is crazy. Listen.
Yeah.
So what has your relationship been with, like, with your parents since the show?
My relationship with my parents been good. Me and my mom, super solid. She's been my rock. You know, when the show came out, she was actually there with me. I was emotionally going through it. So it was really good to have my mom there. And it was also good to see, like, how the world, like, received her and, like, really just, like, appreciated her. Yeah. But also, I just understood, like, where we at in society. Because even my mom was just so disappointed in, like, the portrayal of, like, how I came off, you know, and, like, her knowing me and stuff like that. So she never, she didn't really get to enjoy it because she was like, these people are liking me because I told your father off. And that's why they love me. Like, it was, you know what I'm saying? Like, it even comes, it just comes down to, like, I always say, man, I talk about it on my my TikTok, opinions that nobody asked for. I say, yo, if you a black man, you're going to get hella clicks if they talking about you. It don't matter who is. They're going to get clicks. It just picks up on the algorithm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to know where you at.
Yeah. And I think with your mom, I think the reason why she resonated so much is because she said things that we couldn't figure out. We couldn't formulate the words to say.
From
hurt that we went through. So she said it so eloquently and it was just like plain and it made sense. And it was like, damn, that's exactly what we felt. Like, so
no, that's just a good point.
Yeah.
You know, my, you know, what's crazy with that scene. My mom, she probably always wanted to say that. And it's so crazy. That was the first time she ever had that conversation. Wow. So that scene was really beautiful for her to actually have that closure with my dad and let her know exactly the hurt that she went through all those years.
Yep.
You know, because even me, like, experiencing it from a distance, because they got a divorce when I was in college, and I would try to express it to my dad. It just didn't resonate that much because I wasn't there, but I couldn't articulate the pain that my mom was going through. Mm-hmm. And my mom just did a beautiful job. She always has a beautiful way with words.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing. She is exactly who she is on that screen. She's 100% authentic. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing is that my mom didn't have too many talking scenes, so they couldn't edit her nothing crazy. That's why I tell people, if you're doing reality TV, don't talk too much. Don't give these niggas nothing to edit.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That was good. I like that. And, like, most people won't even get the opportunity to have that kind of conversation with the person that hurt them. So I think we all was winning that. Like,
yeah.
Yes. Finally, somebody said it.
You just told him. You just let him. You just told your truth. I wish I could do that.
Listen.
You could just text a nigga.
Oh, no. They blocked. But I felt like it came from a place because she saw her baby hurting. So that was like, it finally came up, like, I can say this now. I see him going through something. Hold on. Let me tell you what I need to tell you before you spill over to my child.
I know. My dad gave her the alley-oop. He was like, he should have had you a reader. He was reader. If it was reader, he would have said yes. She's like, you had me. You had a reader.
I know that's
what right. Happened to you? I was like,
oh. We was like, get him.
And you know what's crazy, Didi? Like, I was, at that time when that scene was happening, my apologies, when that scene was happening, I was talking to AD, so I wasn't even there. So my first time watching that was when y'all watched it. So I'm like, but they, you know, my parents are telling me, like, yo, you know, me and your dad had a, like, explosive conversation. But I'm like, you know, how explosive is it? They probably not gonna put that in. And I'm watching that shit. I'm like,
wow,
this shit was trauma for me because, you know, they really had a divorce. Like, there was questions that I didn't even have answers to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So.
Wow, that's powerful. Goodness.
It's powerful, but it's also exploitation, but whatever.
Well, yeah. But you always...
We signed NDA, so we have to do what we have to do.
Oh, yeah, but that was a healing for a lot of people, so...
Yeah.
Anytime you have that opportunity, I think you should take it. And I'm sure that it wasn't scripted, so that was the best part.
Yeah.
So do you feel like... Because, you know, I don't know if you ever heard of, like, relationship PTSD. You feel like the show gave you PTSD?
PTSD. No, because nobody I'm dating, I'm about to be filmed all the time. So
okay.
Yeah, nah, not at all. I just feel like I don't want people who I'm dating to watch the show. I'm not dating no Love Is Blind fans.
Well.
Yeah.
So would you do reality TV again?
Yeah, I'll do reality TV again, like, if it wasn't like a dating show.
Okay. I was gonna say another dating show.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do a dating show.
Let me find out you'd be on Pop the Balloon.
No, I ain't gonna see me on Pop the Balloon.
Yeah. Oh man. Okay.
My ego's too big for that.
Right. That show.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. Because then I'm like, you pop your balloon. Because then I'm like, my ego gonna protect me. Like, man, these girls only popping that shit because they saw me on TV. Please.
Yeah. Trying to get a moment. That's it. Does your mom want you to get married?
Oh yeah, she's been having those conversations with me for like the past 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, after I said no to AD. Oh. Yeah, because she didn't think, you know, whatever.
Okay, I got two more questions for you.
Okay.
And these two questions I ask every guest that come on my show.
Okay.
First question: what has been the best advice you've ever received?
That's a good question. The best advice that I ever received was to be disciplined. And mm-hmm. discipline sometimes is better than actually like getting the results, because it actually builds habits that mm-hmm. could go to different things, you know. So yes. from a financial literacy perspective, you know, me just investing, you know, every so often, as little as possible, but just kind of get into the habit of like every single month investing and actually having, you know, my stuff grow, mm-hmm. you know, that actually can mean a lot, because over time, you know, my stuff is expanding rather than, you know, just trying to look for the quick lick. Mm. You know, like I always feel like I never went in bingo. I never went in sports betting. I'm like, damn, bro. Like, I know if I try to sell some drugs, I get caught.
Oh my God.
You know, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't win on that type of quick right. money stuff. So, you know, I think the best advice that I got was just like, don't be scared of playing like the slow game in certain mm-hmm. aspects and stuff like that. And don't be fearful. I think like, don't be scared. You know, whatever it is, just go ahead and do it. Yeah. You know, opportunity loves speed.
I love it. Okay. Last question. What advice would you give 15-year-old Clay?
I think that, you know, don't be scared. Go after everything. Be curious about everything. Mm,
that's a good one.
And honestly, you're on the right path. You know, at the end of the day, you're on the right path, because, you know, when the road of the unknown is so glorious, because there's so much you yes. can learn from that, you know. So yeah. embrace the journey wherever yeah. it is. You don't even need to know where you're going. Like, I don't even know where I'm going, but it's lit when we get in there.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you for coming on the show, yeah. being transparent, being open. Awesome. I hope you answered everybody's questions and they don't want to whoop you no more. He's a great guy, y'all. Leave this man alone. Forgive this man, show him some grace, but let folks know how they can follow you on social media if you have anything coming up, if they need to rent some damn water sport equipment, because I know I need to get on a jet ski.
yeah you guys can find me on my Instagram, Clay Clay _ Graves, Sandy Gravesande. And you can also go follow me on social media. About to have a new podcast, Opinions That Nobody Asked For, is going crazy. That's going to be my podcast where I actually do recaps like Love is Blind episodes. And we're also going to have people who ride my vessels, do some interviews. So it's going to be some engaging content. And then also go on wavesandy.com, book a jet ski, boat, or a boat car. We got the G-Wax on the water going crazy. Let's go.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We on the lake this summer, y'all. Y'all better play with somebody
else. Yeah, we do R&B on the lake, man. We get the music going. We got events and everything. We did R&B on the lake every single Friday.
Shut up.
Yep, we get 3 boats, get the music going. We do karaoke on the boat. We got food catered. Complimentary drinks. It's lit.
Oh, we coming. We in there.
Yeah, I gotta get you.
Yeah, yes. We definitely coming in there.
Yep.
Look, y'all know who I am. I am the core queen. And I help individuals lose weight and get in amazing shape without starving themselves or spending hours a day in the gym. If you need to unbig your back, holler at your girl. I got you. Stop eating all them damn snacks. But y'all know what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to subscribe to my YouTube channel, hit that notification bell, like it, share it, tell your people about the show. And if you want to be a guest and I like you enough, I'll let you come on and interview you if you got some shit to talk about. Y'all, same time, maybe next week, because when my Eagles win, I'll be in Philly for the parade. So I will not be here, okay? Fly, Eagles, fly. Go, Birds. Y'all better root for my team, Kansas City. Get the hell on, all right? We sick of y'all. We out, y'all. We'll talk to y'all next time.
Peace.